Thank you, sir.
Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1906, Clinton Hoffer.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for school bus parking and maintenance repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 42,370 square feet, more or less, lying northeast corner of Indian Branch Road and Tramway Road and being 500 feet west of Route 82. For the benefit of the record, the applicant did in his application submit a survey site plan for the property. We did receive a couple agency comments, first one being from DLDOT. This is in a form of a support facilities report dated May 31st of 2011 and references that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service of Hickory Hill Road will not change as a result of this application. And we also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They provided comments in the form of a memorandum. It was dated August 3rd of 2011 and references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5. The use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, therefore a concept plan is not required. We also received a comment or a letter from Gary Brittingham, Assistant Superintendent of the Indian River School District. It was a letter in support of the application for both the bus transportation service and the mechanical repair work performed by Mr. Hoffer. We also found in the office that prior to tonight's public hearing, the department has received 40 letters in support of this application, two letters in opposition to the application, and two unsigned letters, one in support and one in opposition relating to the application. For benefit of the commission, I will pass all those letters down rather than try to read them.
So they'll be made part of the record on that.
Yeah, they are part of the record. And that's all, and I will pass down also some photographs that were submitted. They were attached to one of the letters and came off. I'm not sure which letter they were attached to. But it shows the photos of the buses on the site.
So. Okay. I will not be present at this hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Burton. Mr. Lang, please let the record show that Mr. Burton did not participate in this public hearing and will not be voting.
You must be Mr. Hoffer.
Who can start?
What's the right way?
Hoffer.
Hoffer.
Yep.
Mr. Hoffer. Thank you. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to thank all of you for allowing me to talk tonight. I appreciate you taking your time to be here. My name is Clinton Hoffer. I live at 25109 Indian Branch Road. I've lived there with my wife and grandson. I've lived there for about 28 years. Presently, I'm requesting a conditional use permit, as you all know. One is for my school buses, and the other is for my small repair shop in the rear. Presently, school buses are not a new thing in my area. They've been there for years. I've had school buses there alone for 20 years. My neighbor, prior to 2 or 3 years ago, had school buses for approximately 30 years. Okay, so school buses, and there's a lot of children in the neighborhood, so school buses are not new to the neighborhood. As I said, my school buses have been there for 20 years. I've been doing repair work, not necessarily in that garage, but in my other garage for 28 years since I've been there. Presently, that's my sole source of income for me, my wife, and my daughter-in-law, okay? I drive one of the buses, my wife drives one, my daughter-in-law drives one, and then we hire other people, employees, to drive them, which they depend on that money. It's their job, okay? Every bus has a designated spot where we park them. Let me just skip on here a little bit. Get out of text there a little bit. Buses leave in the morning about 6:45. Our rule of thumb is we never start the buses before leaving run for 5 minutes, mainly because of the cost of fuel and the noise, and they pull out. So they leave at 45, they're back at 8:05. They leave again at 2:45, and they're back about 4:15 to 4:00. in her park. So there's not a lot of noise. We try to keep that down. And as I say, some of the children meet at the bus. So even if we didn't have the buses in the neighborhood, the buses would still go in there to pick up the children that live there. I do minor repairs in the shop. I work usually anywhere from 3 to 4 days a week. I work anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 hours sometimes, depending if we're busy, a day. Most of that work is either on our own stuff or other school buses. Very seldom do I work more than 32 hours a week. We do not do engines or transmissions or anything of that nature. I never start work in the garage before 8:30, and I'm always out of there. Well, these days, I'm out of there by 2 o'clock, as hot as it is, but never later than 5 o'clock. Okay? I never work on Sundays. It had to be a dire emergency for a neighbor or something like that. In the past, I've never had any complaints about the garage. As a matter of fact, I've done work for a lot of the neighbors. Matter of fact, through the grapevine, I heard the one neighbor that started this petition or whatever on me doing this. I did his school buses for years, up until 2 years ago when he sold his school buses, 2 to 3 years ago. Then he started operating vans, 12 to 15 vans. And I did the work on those for a period of time, up until about probably a year ago. But throughout that time, I've never really had any complaints about the garage or about the buses. And if there were any issues, we always dealt with them. But on the top of my head, I can't really stand here and say we had an issue. And just like this, what's going on partaking right now, I had no idea there was a problem until Mr. Malloy came and see me. By the way, I want to mention, was very helpful in directing me. I asked him for what should be done and helping me through to get to this point. He also gave me some pointers, so I did bring some pictures with, which I'd like to submit. I had made some changes. Just give me 1 second here.
Submit these? Sure. Let's hand them up to our attorney there, and he'll.
Mr. Malloy helped me straighten some things out. He felt should be done, and you know, as I said, this is how I make my living, and you know, I'm willing to work with it so I can continue to retirement. I'm 60 years old. I probably have 5 years to work. I've put my daughter through college working here. I put all my children through college, as a matter of fact, doing this between me and my wife. This is how we've made our living. And I hope we can continue to do so. Just look here. I guess the only other things I really want to mention, you know, if there is a problem, if it can be corrected, I'd appreciate it. If somebody would come and tell me, we could correct the problem or at least talk about it. Like I said, I was really caught off guard on this. I try to help all my neighbors, as you can check with any of my neighbors. I try plowing the snow if they need help. I mow their grass when they're sick. If they need a favor, they come to me. And if they come to me, I help. Their kids, I'm not saying we have a daycare, but sometimes I think we do. Okay, they have a grandson and they come over to play, which is great. I guess to wrap it up, what I'd like to say is, with the present economic condition, it would make it very difficult for me to relocate my business at this time. And truthfully, relocation is not really an option for me at all. I will hope you take everything into consideration when making your decision and grant me a conditional use permit. I also want to mention that my neighbor, Mr. Green, is on the agenda for a conditional use permit later in this meeting. I hope that you grant him approval for his conditional use permit so he also can continue to make his living.
That'll be the subject of another public hearing. Right now,
I'll be concerned
about you.
Can I speak on that one?
Later on?
Yeah, that's good.
Not now.
Okay, I guess that's all I have. I want to thank all for all your help.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. I can assure you that all the information will be taken into consideration. And let's find out if anybody has any questions for you. And we're going to start with Mr. Ross.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Hoffer, the number of buses that you would have, the maximum number of buses historically?
The max is maximum. In the past, I've kept 2 state buses. The state has asked me to keep 2 buses, which I park alongside my pool. You can't even see them unless you look behind my pool. The maximum buses would probably be 7.
That include the two state buses?
Yes.
Okay.
And the only reason they park them there, I'm sorry, is it's sort of halfway in the district, the school district. And I sort of, if somebody calls at 6 o'clock in the morning and needs a bus, I'm there, I can get the bus, and I get it to them so the children get to school. That's why they look located there.
I didn't notice a sign of any kind. Do you need a sign of any kind?
No. No, I'm really, I just...
You mentioned your hours of operation for the repair shop, and I guess the repair shop is strictly for the bus maintenance only, or do you do automobile repairs?
I do a few automobiles, yes. Very few. I do. It's mostly for bus repairs, district buses, contractor buses, and my buses.
I guess, Lawrence, when we advertised the conditional use, was it prohibited to bus repair, or was it just repairs?
No, it was advertised to be a school bus parking and maintenance repair shop, so it wasn't specified.
That's good. Very good. Okay. And then your buses would start at what time, or when were your first employees?
Quarter of seven, yes. Everything is right in the Millsboro area.
Say 6:30 to give you a little bit of latitude there. And then the school buses return?
5 to 10 after 8.
In the evening, they'll come back, and then they'll go again, pick up
when
kids
they come
again.
Back about 4:15 to 4:00, maybe the latest.
And then, but your repair shop won't close until 5:30 or 6, so
no.
We'll just say 6 to 6:30.
I think he said, though, on the repair shop.
Yeah, the repair shop's not open that late. It's
you said 5 or 5:30, the latest. Give you a little bit more time than that?
I work, 5 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, till 5. Your call?
We won't be out there too long now.
Monday through Saturday, I thought I heard you say, possibly. The number of employees, do you have even though you may have...
6.
And you will, if the commission was to act favorably, you would want to talk to Mr. Lank about how many parking spaces you'll need for them mm-hmm. in your site plan. Okay. You have the buses outside. You say you do some repairs for other buses occasionally. Do they stay overnight, or do they just come in and go out? Or?
No, we try to get them out the same day because there's not a lot of spares. So you get a bus in that broke down, uh-huh. we work our best to get it out the same day.
The shop doesn't look large enough for it to be totally inside.
Yes.
So it
yes.
would be parked outside perhaps overnight, one
it
bus.
Could be,
or
two. It could be. It's big enough to put inside, too.
Oh, it is? You can
put yes.
it in. And do you ever have a bus under repair that you have to leave overnight outside, or is it always just kept indoors?
In the past, I have, yes. Yeah.
Hope I can read my notes later. The waste oil and disposal and things of that nature.
Everything's inside.
Yeah, and do you have a service that picks up the
yes,
disposal?
They pick everything up.
So that's okay. And then do your employees just come and then they go on their buses and then they come back and they go again? They don't work on site, so you don't.
They go in their buses. They come back, get out of the bus, get in their car, and they go home. Then they'll come back at 2:45, get back in the bus, go to school, come back at 4, and go home.
There's no need for any septic for the employees. And I think I can answer the riddle of why you have so many children staying over at that swimming pool.
Yes.
They definitely attract children all the time. Mr. Chairman, that's all the questions.
Mr. Chairman, we thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Ross. I'll hand those letters down to you. I have to say I'm kind of impressed by the sheer volume of letters that came in, all of them, time-stamped within the last 2 or 3 days with the exception of one or two that were a couple weeks ago. So
I sort of recruited them to, you know, I went around and picked them up. Yes.
Been busy on August 8th, yeah. 9th, and 10th. Sir,
kids want to be picked up.
I
parents want to Mr. Johnson.
I went by in the daytime. What provisions do you have for security lighting? Is there... Do you have any lighting?
Outside security light, yes.
Like a dawn to...
Yes.
Excuse me, dusk to dawn. Is that on the garage? Is that on the maintenance garage?
That's on the pole right there in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
you look at the picture, there's right there is a brown pole and stuff. It lights up the area pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have lived here 28 years. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this, you said, for 20 years,
yes,
operating school buses and doing this. How would, when you purchased 28 years ago, how many other homes were in this Hudson subdivision? How many other homes were there?
Pretty near all of them, with the exception of maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I'm going to say. Possibly four.
So at least most of your original neighbors,
yes,
came about the same time that yeah, you did. And have you had...
Just about everybody's the same in there. There's one neighbor that moved out and one neighbor that passed away and somebody moved in their house. But everybody else is pretty well the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there might be like, thrown out there, maybe four to five new neighbors. Some that have put homes in or some that have bought somebody else's home.
Well, but based on what you've just said, you seem to have a good knowledge of the neighborhood. I mean, you just named off who was there and who's deceased and all. What would you say, if you could sort of step outside yourself and look at this operation, that you could do to make yourself a better neighbor, if there was something?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I think, you know, over a period of time, in which I have changed my operation some, over a period of time, you have a habit of collecting things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people leaving things, taking on jobs that you really shouldn't do. And I really prized myself in the last year. I've gotten to the point where I say no.
Okay. You know, thank you, sir.
I don't do that, you know, and that's eliminate some things and also get rid of some things that people have left there if I wanted to improve, in which... through the help of Mr. Malloy with Planning and Zoning, who, again, I had asked for some pointers and advice of what I should be doing. We have corrected some of those things.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Which, again, I want to say, Mr. Malloy was very, very helpful.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hoffer, about how long are your buses?
Hmm? 43 and a half feet.
Because
okay. I'll let this go, but we really okay. can't do that. If you're going to speak, you're going to have to come up front, give your name, and then you can talk all you want, almost all you want. Okay, go ahead.
43 feet.
43 feet. All right, because I'm looking at your survey here, and it appears as though you have about anywhere from 32 to 34 foot of depth from the road to the end of the gravel.
If you take notice, I'm not to interrupt you, Mr. Johnson, but the bus is back up to the end of the gravel. There's a 6x6 there. So actually, the back of the bus is actually sticking over that.
So they're sticking over, they're hanging over the gravel area?
Yeah, they're hanging over the gravel into the yard. There's a garden right behind there. They're right to the garden.
Because the purpose of my questioning on that was whether there was adequate space for those buses so they wouldn't obstruct any of the view of folks who are traveling on your road.
Yeah, they sit back. They sit back probably 10 feet from the road.
Well, I know when I visited the site the other day, you know, there appeared to be, you know, adequate clearance, you know, setback from the road. So, but I, like I said, when looking at your drawing here, just didn't seem to be sufficient depth. But
when they back them up, the tire goes up against that 4x4, and actually probably got 10 foot sticking over the grass.
Here's Aaron. Can't miss the bus.
Right. That's pretty much what I saw, too, Mr. Lang. Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
Any questions? No question.
Okay.
Counselor?
Just, you mentioned work in another garage for 28 years. Was that on a separate property?
No, it was on the same property.
Same property,
yeah.
Okay.
We remodeled it and turned it into my sewing room, but we won't go there.
Okay. All right. The way you described it.
Except on the other side of the pool house. There was a little garage there.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if that was somewhere
else. There's a picture of it that was there.
Okay. Was the bus company, I guess. Is it something that sort of just evolved over time? In other words, was it one bus, you know, on your
started with one, then there were two, like, the following year, and then we got up to three, and then four. We haven't added any buses in quite a few years, but...
Okay, all right. Where you were just running one bus out of your home, pretty
yes,
much?
Yes, yeah.
All right. That's all the questions I had, Mr. Wiggy.
Thanks. Mr. Wiggy?
Yes,
in the packet I passed down, there were all the letters in support, in opposition, and even the two that were not signed. There's also two photographs from somebody's computer and a copy of the site map showing a shed that's been on the property since before Mr. Hoffer brought the property, which was used for maintenance of those vehicles, which you just referenced, I believe.
What's this one?
And it, yeah, that's a picture of it. It's pre-existing. It's close to the property line, but it pre-existed.
Okay.
It's purchased.
Right. All right, then. And Mr. Abbott, I skipped over you. I'm sorry. Do you have any questions?
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir. If you take a seat nearby, we'll sit.
Now, on that shed,
yeah,
it's sort of like a little pole type shed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an issue with that. It's always get in there as a lawnmower. It can go. I just wondered because it's that close to the property line. It was there before. We just sort of. Okay.
Yep. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has any interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1906, Clinton Hoffer? Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm Steve McCabe. I live 26385 Gumtree Road, Dagsboro, which is right down the road from Mr. Hoffer. And I'm here to support Mr. Hoffer's project. Mr. Hoffer has done a lot for our community, and he has sponsored our Little League baseball teams in Millsboro for many years, and his family has gone above and beyond and bought trophies for kids and done a lot of things for the Little League, and I'm here to support him and his project, and that's what I have to say.
All right, then. Well, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name's Jim Griffin. I live at 31058 Tramway Road.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living there approximately 9 years now. I have just under 6 acres in that development. My property butts up to Mr. Green's. It borders Mr. Green's. And I think I'm the last house all the way in the back, as far as you can go on that development. Mr. Hoffer's the type of person that would give you the shirt off his back. This past Sunday, he was cutting his neighbor's lawn because, I mean, they were at the problem, and the people just moved in, and he's down there cutting the grass for him on Sunday. I have no problem and have never had any problem with anybody working up in there with buses, the shop, anything like that. Mr. Hoffer is a hardworking, tax-paying Sussex County resident, and I hope that you all see fit to let him continue to support his family, the way he should. That's all I have.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sandra Wells, and I've lived at 25160 in New Branch Road for 40 years. I was there before any of these were there. And Mr. Hoffer, he has helped me out a lot since my husband had passed away. And if all communities would have a neighbor like Mr. Hoffer, that would be one lucky community. He has done a lot for me, and I appreciate and I thank him. And I thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
Robin Hoffer. I've been an employee for the Hoffers, for their busing company, for 9 years. I live at 31245 Transit Road for 3 years, which is walking distance from the buses. Mm-hmm. I do not provide any additional traffic going to or from work for the buses. It is my sole source of income. Over the past it'll be 10 years this September that I've worked for them. I have yet to hear of any inconvenience for the busing. All three of my children will ride all of their buses this year. I leave at 6:45 in the morning. I actually have four children that live in the development that meet me at the school bus before we even leave the property. So to go along with what Mr. Hoffer had said, that's actually alleviating some traffic from the bus having to go in and turn around inside the property. Again, I have yet to hear any complaints from any of the neighbors, and I'm very close with all of them. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
Hello. I'm Jamie Hoffer. I currently reside at 3803J North Sagamore Drive in Milford. Up until, I've only been there since March of this year, and before that, for the past 24 years, I've lived with my parents at 25109 Indian Branch Road. When I was in the seventh grade, I think I was like 13, my dad lost his job with Townsend's, in which he opened the garage in our backyard. We've had buses. My sister-in-law drives. My mom drives. My dad drives when he has to.
They ever let you drive?
No, I don't. They tried. I don't want that responsibility. But up until this, I've never heard of any problems in the neighborhood. If anything, even when I lived there, there wasn't a lot of kids in the neighborhood. Now there's more children. If anything, the parents are happy that the buses are there. Their kids don't have to walk to the end of the road. They can just catch the bus right there and get dropped off at home. My parents have done a lot for me through the garage and the buses. I went through college. I've completed my bachelor's degree, all of which my parents have paid for. No financial aid. And in January, I'll be starting my master's, in which I will also need financial help from my parents. So I ask your consideration. Like I said, for the past 23 years, I haven't heard of any issues with the neighbors. So I just hope that a good decision comes of this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir, all the way in the back.
I'm Don Grebe. I live at 74 Indian Branch Road. I have four children in the neighborhood. I have no issues except for my voice.
We can hear you.
The garage, it's not a garage with signs. We don't have people coming in and out. I don't see oil spills, which I would worry about. We all have wells. There's no issues as far as the noise or anything like that. The whole community is full of buses. And I'm just here for actually both of them.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, then. Is there anyone here that would like? I'm sorry. Do you want to speak? Okay. Get a jump up.
I'm Lynn Hoffer. I live at 25109 Indian Branch Road.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our living. This is what we do. As my daughter said, my husband lost his job, you know, several years ago with Townsend's. And this has been how he supports us. I actually began driving school bus 25 years ago for Mr. Green. I was expecting my third baby, but we went ahead and I drove for him for several years until the school district contacted me and said they had a bus contract and they were offering it to me. Mr. Green had been wonderful to me. I was available when he needed me, and he's what got us started. We got one bus and, then another one, came along. And at the time that I started driving for him, he had several buses there, which is why we're really surprised at what's going on right now. And I don't understand what the difference is between a couple years ago, and now that we have less buses than what he had. There was never any problems, And, if he would call at 6 o'clock in the morning and need my husband to come and start a bus for him, my husband was right there, to do it. So we never had any problems with the garage end of it either. So, just to let you know, this is our our livelihood. This is what we do, and we would greatly appreciate your input in getting us what we need.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, last call. Anyone want to speak in favor? All right, then. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1906, Clinton Hoffer? Yes, ma'am. Step. Yes, ma'am, you have to come up. Give us your name.
Are we both present?
No, we like them one at a time. Sir, if you got something to say, you can get your turn. It's okay.
I have some pictures. Would you like for me to give them to you now?
You need to give them to our attorney, and then he'll pass them down to us if he thinks we need to see them.
I'm Rachel Beach, and I live at 31099 Tramway Road, which is right beside Butch Hoffer.
Mm-hmm.
And what these other people have said, they might see that, but I've had, since 1983, those years of hell living next door to them. I wrote a letter, sent it in for both Greeny and Butch, but if I could, I'd like to share some stuff that's in the letter, as well as some rebuttal on what Butch had said.
That's fine. You need to confine your comments to this application, though, okay?
Right, I understand.
Thank you.
When Butch went Sunday to cut the grass, that was my property. Mm-hmm. I have a tenant house there. And that tenant had gotten an eviction notice. And Butch, as usual, goes over to not help because this person's not paying. So Butch doesn't care about what he's doing wrong or not. Butch is going over to try to make it so this guy can stay there for free. That's how he's helped me. That's just one of the number of things. I have four children. And in those years, in 1994, my late husband, I've been remarried, but my late husband had cancer, and I knew that he was dying. My children were teenagers, and the Hoffers, both of them, would take my kids to the water park without my permission, and I would know not where they were.
Ma'am, let's keep it to what's a little more relevant.
Yeah, really,
I just wanted to show some character.
But, I appreciate that.
But. Where he says he does recruitment, yes, he does recruitment. And they have come to me to tell me stories about different neighbors because since 1983, I've witnessed and been personally involved in several struggles that are due to their selfishness and lack of consideration. They have a very small piece of property, which they operate a salvage yard. I didn't know it was a garage, because as you can see from the pictures, that's what I have to see when I walk out the front of my house. And I think it was in the late 90s, early 2000s, they have been asked multiple times to clean it up, and it's always fallen on deaf ears. So it's still there, and I still can see it. So that's been at least 10 years. It's bringing the property value down because I would like to sell my property in the near future, and I have been told that because this garage is there, that diminishes the property value. It's an unsightly mess. It's always junky. There is motor oil on the road. There's some kind of fluids that goes from his garage out to the road and back to the garage. I don't know if it's hazardous waste. I don't know what it is. But it's gotten to the point where I don't even go through to the front of my property. I have to go through the back way because I don't want to have to see it. And the buses just this week has been moved back off the property, off the road, back farther off the property because they were parallel to the road. Their noses were out on the road. And they were always in the way. So that's something that's just happened. He's had vehicles that are there that are not tagged for at least 10 years, and you can see those at the front of the garage. One of them was moved since Monday. So he's known that this has been going on. I think that the letter that I got was dated July the 6th, and it's only been this last week because he thought somebody might be looking at it that he started cleaning it up. So I'm real tickled to be here to address this because I've tried to address it with them before, and they hear nothing. I know my late husband had gone to the state police multiple times because of things that they had done, and because they recruit favoritism so they can be the victim, it's never anything done with. And we don't want to cause trouble, so we never pursued it. So I'm real glad to be here. In the 2010 snowstorm, when very few four-wheel trucks could get through, they pulled a trailer out and got it stuck sideways between Tramway and Indian Branch Roads. And it took us about an hour waiting for them to free the road. And when they did, it was so bad that we in our four-wheel drive almost got stuck. And we had to go out and get gas to run our generator. So that's the inconsideration and the thoughtlessness that we have to deal with from them.
Ma'am, was it a snowstorm?
It was a snowstorm.
Do you think he did it on purpose?
Yes, I think that he wasn't thinking. It wasn't a four-wheel drive. It was a flatbed trailer.
Okay.
And he pulled it from his son's over to his place.
Okay.
And they were out there fussing because Butch didn't want to come help him because he had told him not to bring it out, but that's what they do. But I believe that it impacts the property value and cleanliness, and they have an area that has a fenced-in area. So when they look out from their property, things look clean. From my property to that fence is a junkyard. The men also come out of the garage, and I have seen this, where they urinate outside of the garage. So I don't need to be looking out my house and seeing that because I've paid for my house. I pay property tax. But everything that has been said to them over the years has fallen on deaf ears, and it's only taken this to get some of the stuff cleaned up, and it's only been in this last week. So therefore, I don't think that this junkyard, this garage, whatever he wants to call it, should be approved. I don't care what the issue is, because if it was me, it would definitely not be in my favor. He is deflating the property values, and he does not care unless he's getting something out of it. So, when he does use his equipment to clean people's roads off, he uses the customer's equipment that has been left there for repair. And he has told me, I said, well, are you sure you should be having this out because it's already in there damaged? He said, well, I don't have to worry about that.
Ma'am,
so those
again,
are the things.
That's not a land use issue.
Can I just ask one question real quick? I want to make sure I'm clear. Because on the survey we have, are you next to where the bus parking is in the maintenance garage? Is that the side?
Right. My property sets this way. Mine is the first property that sets on Tramway, and his is the last one that sets on Indian Branch. And his garage faces Tramway. So when I go by, I have to see all the mess, and he's got lots of buses out there, pieces of buses out there, pieces of junked vehicles that's sitting out there. He's cleaned some of it up this week.
Okay, because looking at this, I want to make sure I had the right person with what was on the survey, because I think you said your name was last...
It's listed in there as Jensen. It's not
Okay,
changed.
That's what I want to make
yes.
sure. Okay.
So, no, I don't think it should be considered.
Okay. All right, we thank you. Who's next? Sir, did you want to speak?
I think she said it all.
Well, then why are you coming up here?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You have the floor. Give us your name.
Thank you. My name is Rick Beach. The issue I have is, well, if you have to keep in mind, this is it's a small development. There's only one entrance. And so anything coming in has got to go back out the same way. Mm-hmm. So any vehicles, especially large vehicles, is an issue because they come in, they come out. There's quite a bit of traffic. It's not just 5 to 7 buses. It's several more buses than that. And it's, if you've seen the pictures, there is quite a bit of trash on the side of the garage next to her property or whatever. And it's very unsightly, and that's pretty much all I have to say.
All right, sir. What do you think?
Right. You bet.
You did say you agreed with your wife, right?
Pardon?
You did say you agreed with everything your wife said.
Pretty much.
There you go.
What I know.
Well, good. On the record. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name's Jerry Green. I live at 25082 Indian Branch Road. First off, you got 9/10 of an acre of land. With the amount of outbuildings, house, and structures on it, you're down to about 5/10 of an acre. 9/10 alone is too small to run one business, let alone two businesses. The maintenance shop, i.e., is a garage that works on anybody's car, anybody's buses. And at any one time, you'll have buses and vehicles parked, I ain't gonna say half on, but at least on Tramway Road and on the garage, on the lawn, where you're trying to get out of the Tramway, get on any branch road, you can't see nothing. and there is a mess of kids in that area. If the buses could be parked 50 feet from the center line back and not obstruct any view, I have no qualms with that business. But you cannot have a maintenance facility and buses on 9/10 of an acre and at any one time have as much as 10, maybe 12 vehicles parked all over the yard and on the road. My qualm is just neither business. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is Alan Stevens. I live at 37089 Bluebell Drive, Selbyville. I obviously do not live in the area. I worked for Mr. Green, and I was asked to speak on what I saw every day as I came out. The buses at that point during the school year were not parked as far back as they are now. They were out close to the road, and they were in all stages of disrepair, some of them. Not all of them, some of them. What I saw today looked great, but at that point in time, that was what I witnessed. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Marianne Carter. I work for Mr. Greeny, and in the morning time, I come out with our vans. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I come out, you can't see when you're trying to pull out of the street, and the kids are crossing, and it's very hard to see because the buses are right on the edge of the corner, if you'll see with the pictures. And that's it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Who's next? Anyone else? Okay, sir.
My name is Clarence Adams. I live at 22537 Bethel Road, Millsboro, Delaware. I work for Mr. Green, and he asked the same me that come out and say what I'd seen. I hadn't been out there for a few weeks, and I come out tonight. It did look a lot better. The buses were back further. In the past, the buses were out very near the road. They were parked on each corner at times. You couldn't see to pull out of the road without getting out on the road. When he was using his garage, I've seen buses catty corner out there. They were out. I'm sure they were in it right away. It does look much better tonight. I will say that, but it hadn't been that way all along. There was lots of junk stuff around there, and the neighborhood's a very nice looking little neighborhood. And when I'd come out there, I'd notice it'd be nice if that area would clean themselves up some, because the neighborhood, such as it is, that area was very cluttered, and vehicles were out on the edge of the road. It was hard to say. It really was. Kids running around there, and there's some kids that's down behind. Street further down that tramway, I guess it is, and I'd see them walking up there. Then two or three of them would come up there to get the bus, and sometimes you couldn't see on the counter. The buses out near the road and on the other road when you're turning in. So, but like I say, buses are pushed back now. I don't know if you'll go back to putting the stuff in front of the garage doors, but there was stuff in front of the garage doors that was, I'm pretty certain, was on the right of way of the road and all. So it was cluttered before. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yeah, you can come up and speak if you want to speak on this application.
I'm Lewis Green. I live 31110 on Indian Branch and Tramway.
Okay.
And I'm the one that filed a complaint, and the main reason why I done it, they park, you know, your home's long be your castle. And I got a house there and a nice big room and everything. They park the bus right along the road all the time. That's my main problem to start with. You look out, you can never see nothing but a yellow wall. And he knew that was my problem was. That's the main reason all this started. You know, had his buses packed where they belong, but the big buses he works on. The garage is what brings the extra vehicles in and everything. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes, there has been like 15, 16 vehicles there. And the bus, as long as, like Mr. Harbour said, as long as they are, they take up like room two cars, that much space. So if you figure if you got 10 buses, that'd be like space for 20 cars, plus his personal cars, which we all have. And I have some pictures. Could I show you?
You can show our council. He'll pass them down to us.
Okay. All right. We'll make sure they're part of the record. Okay.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Those pictures are in the record. We can look at them later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
just want to make sure before we close the public hearing. All right. With that being said, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision this evening, or you may wish to call the Planning and Zoning Office in the morning.